Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner, episode 13. My name is Olu Akinkumi, pastor of High Life Christian Center. It is such a privilege to share God's precious word with you. In today's episode, we will be continuing to look at the two kingdoms in conflict, the kingdom of light versus the realm of darkness. Here are just a few thoughts on spiritual warfare. As a young Christian, I was instructed that it was absolutely necessary for me to bind the strong man in order for me to have victory over the powers of darkness. So when I was praying, I said to the devil, "Satan, I bind you. I cast you to arid places." This might sound comical, but it actually happened. The prayer was based on teaching by my mentors, taken from Matthew chapter 12 verse 29, Mark 3 27, Luke 11 verses 22 to 23. The truth of the matter is, Jesus is the one who has taken care of the strong man. He is the one who went into the strong man's house to tie him up and plunder his goods. He has taken care of him completely. The devil is already a defeated foe. We must embrace and believe the truth. We must believe what Scripture says about our identity in Christ. There is no need for you to bind a strong man because Jesus has already taken care of him. Remember, the devil's power is in the lie. Our weapon is the truth of God's word. Catch you at the end of this podcast. God bless. The whole world was plunged into darkness as a result of Adam's sin. As a Christian, you know that. That is the basis of this whole madness that we're going through in this current phase. And Satan became the dominator. Man followed his agenda. Man declared his independence from God. But instead of God abandoning us, despite the choice that our forefather and mother made, God decided to send Jesus to rescue us, to bring us back into a relationship with him, to deal with the sin that was bringing a barrier between us and him. So by us accepting Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, we make a commitment to make him our Lord and operate in the kingdom of light as opposed to darkness. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, "I am delivered from the power, from the control of darkness." I said something before the service started, and that's in Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. It says, or again, still along the same thought of what we read about Beelzebub, he says, or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can rob his house. The image that Jesus used is that of the ancient world, where wealthy people's homes were like a fortress. They had guards. They had people to protect their goods. You can't just walk in there. Just like today, you just can't walk into the White House. Who are you? You get shot. You can't just go into number 10 and barge through the door uninvited. That'll be the last door you knock on. In fact, you won't even get to the door. That's if the policemen are awake. All right. So more or less in the ancient world, rich people had something like a small army of guards that took care of their business. So by calling Satan a strong man, him being in control, Jesus had to go in to tie up the strong man. And by his death, burial, and resurrection, what did he do? He bound the strong man. That's why it's possible for us to preach salvation to people to be free. That's why it's possible for people to be taken out of darkness and brought into light. Because the strong man has been defeated. The only thing the devil has is lies. Did God say? Did God really say that? You know, Relico, are you sure God said that you're a new creation? Are you sure that you're actually born again? Are you sure you're actually redeemed? You begin to doubt that, then you begin to doubt whether you're really a Christian or not. So that becomes a problem if you believe that lie. Oh, Shadi, being a Christian, you don't really have to live right, you know. You can just, God is a loving God. It doesn't matter what you do, God loves you. You can just live life. That's a lie. Deception. That's all the devil does. He's lied to us all the time. Oh, nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. God doesn't love me. How can God love a person like me? That's another lie. And sometimes when you sit down and analyze it and you say nobody loves you, it's not true. It's because you're in a state of depression and you don't just see any way out of your predicament and you feel you're in this very low place and you just think nobody cares. And it's not true. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen.
It's just like when we're faced with temptation, you know, and then you just think, oh, okay, I've already compromised myself. I'm already there, so I might as well just go all the way. That's a lie. You can leave your jacket like Joseph did and run. But Satan will say, well, since you're already, you see, Satan is a master at deception and lies. You put a bad thought, you put a lustful thought in your mind. He put it there. Okay, it's in your head. And then the next minute, he makes you feel guilty for thinking the thought that he put in your head in the first place. So that you can go ahead and just do exactly what he wanted you to do. But his power is in a lie because he's already defeated. So what he does is deceive us to believe contrary to what God wants us to believe. And he does that through the media. He does that through TV. He does that through our education. And that does not mean you should not be educated, but be able to sift through what is light and what is darkness. Yes, if you're writing your test papers and you're a scientist, you might have to tell them some of the evolution nonsense. But at the end of the day, you know your God. You know what they know, and they don't know what you know. You know what you know. Amen. His power is in the lie. But in terms of him just running over your life and doing what he likes, no. You're delivered from his dominion. You're delivered from his power as a result of Jesus' death. As a result of his burial, as a result of his resurrection, you are delivered. I don't care where they go to, where they take your name to. I don't care about any curses or any hexes. You're delivered from the power of darkness. And you as a Christian need to believe and know that. So that you're not scared of any demonic entity. You're not scared of anything keeping you awake at night. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The power of the devil is in the lie. But Jesus has bound him. I said, when I was a young Christian, when we're doing warfare and prayer, we always told, bind the devil. We bind you. We bind you. We bind the strong man. Oh, come on, everybody, we have to bind the strong man. No, the strong man is already bound by Jesus. What I need to do is to believe what God has said is true about me and confront the devil on that basis of truth, on the basis of God's truth, on the basis of light as opposed to darkness. One of the lies he tells us is our life belongs to us. So I can do whatever I want with it. So we say, it's my life, it's my life, it's my life. Yeah, you think so? You sure? Or you have these other guys who say, do what thy wilt. That's another slogan. But the scripture says that you are bought with a price. The scripture says that you're not your own, you belong to God. So that's a lie. If you say you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, yes, your life, you can do whatever. It's not really your life, but you can walk in that deception because you don't own anything. And the only time you can do your, you can show off is here. Once you stop breathing, your show off ends. Then you're going to have to face your maker. Yet God says you can make peace with him now while you're still going about your life. Yet people don't want to make peace with God. They want to wait till they die to make peace. Then they call to reverend to give them their last rites or the priest. It's amazing because it's easy for people to believe that there's a God than there's a devil. Do you know that? There's a God who created everything. Nobody wants to talk about the devil, even though he's not going to take up most of my time today. But some people don't want to deal with the fact that he exists. They don't want to deal with the fact that he actually operates or does anything. They rather call him negative energy, huh? Negative forces, negative vibes. Jesus, according to the scripture, and even Paul and the apostles, dealt with a real personal devil and dealt with demons. They were real. They were not these abstract things that don't have no personality at all. So what you have is an incomplete view of spiritual life and spirituality, where everything's all nice and all positive. It's easy for people to believe, oh, don't worry, we're all going to go to heaven and there's no hell. And we figure out in our minds that how would a just God send somebody he loves to hell? So we say to ourselves that we are the ones that really know about what is moral and what is right. We are our own judge. So we know better than God how to treat people. We who fundamentally, our hearts are wicked and twisted. We actually know more than our Creator. Hello? No, this is true. This is how people's minds... And trust me, I'm not just saying this. Christians have been sucked into this way of thinking. Yet when you read through the New Testament, let's even forget Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read through the letters, New Testament, New Covenant, that we say is about love, and it's all about love. It talks about God judging the living and the dead. It talks about judgment. It talks about Christians coming before the judgment seat of Christ to give account. It does talk about that. It talks about eternity. It talks about the lake of fire and Revelations. So where people get this new stuff from, I don't know. You see, to emphasize one side and to totally disregard the other is an unbalanced view of Scripture. There is a difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's a given. There is a difference between God's commandment and what He gave to Israel and His word to the church. Totally different. There is a difference between how we approach God in the New Covenant than they did in the Old Covenant. There is a difference. But you've got to read the Scripture in its entirety and understand those differences and understand that as much as God is a God of love and a God of mercy, He's also a God of judgment. And let's not fool ourselves like He doesn't. And somebody judging somebody don't mean the person is wicked. Put it this way. Parents, and I know, okay, their parents here and their kids. If you don't correct your child, if you don't sometimes have to lay some judgment on your child for their behavior, how do you think they'll grow up? Huh? They will do whatever they think. They will do as they will. So even if we as parents know how to call our children to order, do you think God just say, oh, just do what you want. You just do what you want. You get a 13-year-old, you give him the keys to a bench, just do what you want. Oh, you know what? Oh, don't worry. You're 4-year-old. Yeah, here's a Uzi. You know, take the Uzi. Play with it. That's a new toy. Do what you want. I love you so much, you know. God doesn't operate like that. All I'm trying to say is that let's be balanced. God is a loving God, and it's true, and I do agree that a lot of preachers, all they teach about is the wrath of God and no love. God's going to get you. I remember when some people used to teach on the tithe, and they would say, if you don't pay your tithe, God will take it away from you, insurance bills and medical bills. You lose your job, you do that. People used to preach that. And that's sad. That's sad. God is a God of love. But at the same time, the Bible does show us that we can't be playing with God. He's a just God. I mean, Ananias and Sapphira were in the church, and they lied in the church about what they were going to give, and they died before the apostle, and they went to bury them. That in itself should make us pause and think.
If this podcast has been a blessing to you, please drop us a line. Let us know what God's word is doing in your life. Please share it with others. Facebook it, repost it, tweet it, whatever. Just get the message out. God bless you. Have a great week or enjoy whatever is left of it. And remember, it's all about Christ in you expressing Himself through you. Catch you on the next episode of Pastor O's Corner. God bless.